Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. You are dialed into the frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and you're listening to our very first podcast to manifest miracles in your life. I'm sure you're wondering, who am I, and what exactly is a miracle, and what exactly is manifestation? We're going to answer all of that and so much more. So get ready. This 30 minutes is a powerful 30 minutes for us, and we are going to uncover and discover that you are here for a purpose, you are here for a reason. You're not tuned in to this podcast because you're not supposed to be listening. You're tuned into this podcast because your spirit guides, your angels, your higher self wants you to be abundant, to have peace, to have joy, to have laughter. And so do I. So I am a manifestation expert, author, speaker, and coach. Now, that sounds like what exactly are you saying, Michelle? And I understand. I'm going to give you a little background on my life, but the rest of every single podcast that you dial into is always for and about you, your divine light, your ability to manifest spiritually anything and everything that is for your path. You're going to learn that everything is for you, that you're attracting greatness at all times, and that the divine light within you and me wants us to be happy, abundant, and peaceful. Now, I'm a first-generation American on my mother's side. We are Colombian. See, mommy. And when I was born in Dallas, Texas, and when I became 10 years old, I had lived a very wonderful life up until that point, filled with love and adventure. And my mom died within 90 days of my 10th year of undifferentiated lymphomic cancer, which is now treatable, but it wasn't then. 90 days after that, and I guarantee you, my dad was a beautiful, loving soul And what I'm going to tell you, I want you to know I've already forgiven him and love him dearly. But he picked me up from school about 3.5 months after my mom died and drove me 3 hours away and gave me away. I became a ward of the state of Texas, and I would no longer live with my brothers or sisters, which he kept. I asked that question several times that you're asking yourself right now. Why? There is not an answer to that, but it's part of my path. And what I'm going to tell you is that there is no suffering. Everything that I did and I was a part of for my path, it led me right here to you, to this podcast, so I could become a divine light energy being and then teach it and become part of the energy collective that we all are. I then, when I left the orphanage, went to college, married the first person that was nice to me, which was obviously not a good idea, spent 19 years with this person, and 15 of those were in a very mentally an emotionally abusive relationship in which I felt that I was worthless and had nothing and would be nothing. Now, on the outside, I was successful. I started two businesses. One was called Foxy Paws and the other one is Lamont PR. Now, Foxy Paws, it took me 5 years, blood, sweat, and tears, working at Domino's, delivering pizza, you name it, I did it. And by year five, I was had an inline store in malls that grew to 4 locations throughout DFW. For pets, pet lovers. It's called Foxy Paws. And then through the invention of the internet, I had to close the retail business and go in a new direction. And that will go into some other time, or we can talk about it. It's on my website. I then opened up a public relations agency. And in 45 days, I was profitable. And then finally, in 2015, I had enough. I couldn't take it anymore. And I filed for divorce, scared to death, all alone in this world, I thought. Fearful of everything, imagining the worst, and the worst happened, and that's another episode. But then, when you hit rock bottom, when everything you've done leads you to the point where you have no other alternative, mine was attempted suicide. And when I survived that, I realized that what I was doing wasn't working, and it led me down this path of ego, of vanity, of insecurity, of fear, of doubt. Just like you, we are all feeling that vibration together, but no more. I'm telling you, no more. That's not your life anymore. And I set out on a journey to uncover, dissect, analyze, and every practice and modality in which you and I, as divine light beings, will manifest spiritually unlimited happiness, unlimited joy, unlimited abundance. We're not here to suffer, babe. We are not. We are here to be high vibrational beings and manifest or attract into our life greatness. So that's enough about me. That's really enough about me. The rest in every episode is always about you. And I want you to hear this in case you didn't hear this today. I love you. You are loved. You're supposed to be here. I'm wrapping a beautiful, strong bear hug around you right now because I want you to know your suffering ends right now. Now, what is manifestation? That's a great question, and I'm so glad that you're still listening, and we're going to get to that right now. It seems like everybody's heard about, you know, the law of attraction and the secret, and even, you know, great thought leaders and people who have tried to explain this and do this in their lives. And so I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible, but not any simpler. And make sure that you understand that you have everything you need right now to attract unlimited greatness into your life. And the divine light that created you has a purpose and a path for you. So manifestation in the simplest and most rudimentary form is this. What you think about, you attract. You are always attracting and rejecting everything in your life. Think about this. You woke up in a bed or wherever you were, a couch, a car. I understand. And that thing that held your body during your rest was originally a thought in someone's mind. Someone said, I'm going to create XYZ thing. And then somehow, some way, it is now in the reality. Now, for me, spiritual manifestation is this. You are not here to suffer. You're not here to have fear. You're not here to be in doubt. You're not here for worry. And so when you concentrate on that vibration or that energy, you are agreeing to a reality in which Manifesting is attracting everything that you do not want. So if what you think about, you attract, you have to be very, very careful about what it is that you listen to, you watch, you see, you do, you surround yourself around, because those energies and that vibration is a part of your reality. Now, what are we going to talk about right now? We are going to talk about this one theory. You're going to hear me talk about a lot of different authors and speakers and thought leaders and religious people. I am not in any specific religion. Spirituality is understanding that a divine light, whatever you want to call it, I call it God, universe, brought you here, even to this podcast, to end all suffering. But it starts with you. Now, I'm going to talk about Einstein. Einstein had a great theory, and he said, do you believe that you live in a friendly or a hostile universe? Think about that for 1 second. Do you live in a friendly or a hostile universe? That one question is the main component of everything in your life. See, I used to love to believe I lived in a hostile universe, that it was me, myself, and I against the world, that all of these suffering, all this pain, all this tragedy that had happened to me, miscarriage, divorce, failed businesses, successful businesses, abandonment, pain, suffering, debt, all of it, because I was in the vibration of lack. I believed I lived in a hostile universe. And then I completely had the good fortune to shift that vibration and connect with my spiritual guides, connect with my angels, connect with my higher self, the divine light that's in you. See, God or the universe doesn't exist over in a building or in a car or in a book. It's you. It's within you. You and that are not separate. Hey, are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? To level up in all areas, from love to money to happiness to opportunities? You see, I take my clients to the next level on a transformational journey to change their life and to manifest the life of their dreams. And I'm ready to do that for you too. All you have to do is go to Michelle J. Lamont, michellejlamont.com, and send me a form on my contact form, or to email me at info@michellejlamont.com, or to go to my Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, and tap on my link tree and book your session right now, or to DM me. Again, Michelle J. Lamont on .com, Michelle J. Lamont info. So if you live in a friendly universe, everything about you has to be about believing and reinforcing love. One of the most important things that you can ever learn is that you have never suffered a day in your life. And I can tell you, if you were to look at my list of tragedies and suffering, you and I, we would probably have a nice little bounce session. Oh yeah, you had this. Oh yeah, I had that. Oh, I had this. Oh yeah, you had that. And some of you don't understand this at all. Some of you have had very little suffering, but it doesn't matter. We're not here for a scoreboard. We're not here to compare war wounds. You know why? Because that is part of our past. And we can't create a future if we're living in the past. I had a great analogy once. When you're sitting in a car, what's bigger, the rear view mirror or the windshield? Well, obviously the windshield. It's 3, 4, 5, 10 times bigger. I have no idea. But why? It's almost a parallel of your life. What's behind you is so unimportant that they made this little bitty mirror for you. And what's important is this huge windshield. Right now, you are driving everything in your life, good and bad. As you perceive it, you attract it. And if you live in a friendly universe, the very first thing that you have to understand is that forgiveness of all of your interpreted suffering has to begin with you. You know, one of my favorite authors and speakers was Dr. Wayne Dyer. In fact, my dog is even named Wayne. And he said, he had this great little parable that he tells. And he said, you know, a snake bite can kill you. So once you've been bitten, you can't be unbitten. But it's up to you to remove that poison. You see, you can walk around your whole life with all that poison in it, and eventually it's going to get into your arteries, into your veins, into your heart, and it's going to remove you from the planet Earth. or you can sit down and you can remove it. Now you see the snake that bit you, he's already 10, 20, 15 feet away. Maybe he's in another state, and maybe it happened a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, that snake bite, that poison is consuming your life. You're allowing that one moment, that interaction with the snake, or maybe it was several. For me, it was multiple, to build and to accumulate more and more poison in my body. And so what did I become? Poison. As poison to myself, I accepted poisonous people, poisonous positions, because deep down inside, I was suffering so much. Subconsciously, I was looking for a way to not be here anymore, to end the suffering. And it was in the forgiveness of the snake bite, that I removed my own poison. And so can you. You see, once you've been bitten, you can't be unbitten. But it's up to you and I to decide exactly when that suffering ends. I want you to contemplate the thought that forgiveness isn't about you and the snake. It's about you and you, nobody else. And until you forgive that and who you were at that time to endure that situation, I don't care what it was. I don't care if you robbed somebody, if you had violent actions, if you were deceptive, if you were reckless, if you're mean, if you're angry, I don't care. And neither does the divine. In order for you to manifest the miracles that you seek in your life, you have to understand, are you living in a friendly or a hostile universe? Now, for me, it was my father. Imagine your mother dying and out of deception, you are given away and you can never see your brothers or sisters ever again. And you're a 10-year-old child. No more birthdays, no more Christmases, no more celebrations. It took me 30 years to forgive him. But once I did, I was able to fall in love with me. Me, the divine light me, just like you, the divine light you. You're my brother. You're my sister. And I don't want you to suffer. I want you to release that. That's not easy. I know it's not going to happen overnight. I know what you're thinking. Michelle, I'm not you. Well, you know what? I wasn't me either. I was a low vibrational energetic being. When I was that version of me, I couldn't manifest with things that I've manifested now. And this is not about highlighting me. I'm just going to give you a couple examples. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and 4 days later, after a lot of work, okay, a lot of forgiveness, I wrote down I wanted to meet, photograph, and interview Oprah Winfrey. And in 4 days, that happened. 4 days. And that was all through spiritual manifestation. I've done vacations and income and my love life, everything that you can imagine, all has manifested into my life where only 5 short years ago, I was in a situation where I wanted to die, and I was very close to it, and that's another episode. This is about you and your divine light. Removing all suffering from your life starts with forgiveness, and you got to forgive yourself. I had to forgive who I had to be to endure and survive and thrive in the environment of suffering, because in my hostile universe, there was no God. What kind of God or divine light or energy, whatever you want to call it, words are only letters that we have assigned a meaning to. So if you don't like the word, create a new one. So I'm just going to use the universe and God and understand moving forward for all these pods that that's what I'm talking about. And once I was able to really let go of that and understand that frequency, I forgave him. And I love my dad. He's no longer an earthbound soul. But I forgave him completely. And once I did, I was able to forgive my ex-husband and then me. And of course, in that vibrational pool, it should have been me first. But I lived in a universe where everything was hostile and it was all about me. What I could do, how I could hustle, how I could network, how I could push. I didn't care who I had to destroy or step on, because hurt people, well, we hurt people. And what are you? Are you someone that spreads love, or are you so angry and bitter and frustrated at life that every now and then a little piece of you is shown? And you're like, okay, I could never really be that. That's not the real truth. I'm telling you that you're absolutely listening to the wrong part of your divine energy. So in that energy and in that sensation of love, you feel joy for just a few minutes and you almost feel guilty for that. Don't. You see, ego keeps us trapped. It makes us believe that it's us against the world, and it couldn't be further from the truth. Whenever you hustle, whenever you push and you say, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to, you know, do all these different things, you're fighting the natural vibration of your life. It's almost like you are in the energy of abundance, but you're just outside of it. You see little sneaks and peaks of it, almost flashes of joy. And you're like, well, that was really great. I wish I could have that, but you're too intimidated, or maybe you're too fearful, or maybe you have too much doubt. And that means that you are not in alignment with your path in your life. You, my friend, believe that you live in a hostile universe. Now, what does it look like if you live in a friendly universe? You interpret everything that happens to you as a lesson, as a blessing, as a part of your path to evolve your soul. Now, in these 30-minute podcasts, I am every single episode going to dedicate a teaching and a practice or a modality, meaning a way of doing, so that you can understand them in bite-sized ways. Because this is about you ending your suffering right now and attracting and manifesting and being a high vibrational, loving, abundant soul that attracts unlimited abundance and miracles in your daily life. So what is manifestation? Spiritual manifestation is accepting and attracting the positive and the negative into your life, understanding the difference, and moving differently through those experiences. Once you learn that forgiveness is everything, that you are divine light energy, and that there is no suffering, you are then going to be able to open up this frequency of abundance that you have never experienced before. And I know, because I've lived it. And just like you, I was in search of something. And just like you, I was so scared. I was so, so scared. I was frightened. I had doubt. And here I am on stages telling people how to be a great, successful entrepreneur and business leader. And then I was going home to somebody who was mentally and emotionally abusing me, crying in the shower, crying in the car. To the outside world, I looked like I was a successful entrepreneur, but inside I was dying every single day, but no more. And I'm appreciative. I'm so appreciative of living at the Children's Methodist Home. I'm so appreciative of every single thing that has ever happened in my life, because you know what? I had to have those things in order to be here with you right now. And you and I, we are absolutely the same divine light energy beings that deserve happiness, that deserve joy, that deserve laughter. And right now is the time and the place to start. Just start by something simple. Forgive one thing. Just do that. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be somebody cutting you off in traffic. I forgive you. I forgive you. Somebody having too many things in line at the grocery store. I forgive you. I forgive you. It's all good. And once you start opening up these vibrations and these frequencies, you're going to start looking at that question that Einstein posed to us. Do we live in a hostile or friendly universe in an entirely different way? You see, we are here for a purpose. We are a blessing. We are a part of a bigger collective of energy. We are all atoms and protons and energy beings. We are light energy beings. And because of that, we are moving through life in human existence as opposed into divine spiritual existence. And that's what you're going to learn here. That's what this purpose is. That's why you were brought to this podcast. Now, every episode, somewhere in the pod, I'm going to have something called the manifestation memo, because I want you to take a note of that. I want you to say, hey, Michelle is going to tap into this manifestation memo, and this is where you're either going to write it down or type it into your phone or pause. So for the first episode, what I want you to think about for your manifestation memo is this theory of Einstein. Do you live in a friendly or hostile universe? Now, Einstein, he meditated 6 to 7 hours a day, simply sitting silently in a room, listening to what his higher self, his divine light, and his universal energy was guiding him to. Discovered the theory of relativity after a meditation. Your manifestation memo for today is to understand, explore, and start thinking about forgiveness and meditation. So many of life's problems are caused because people can't just sit quietly in a room and listen to themselves. They have to numb things out. There has to be music playing. There has to be their phone in their hand. It has to have the radio. It has to something. And if you can't just find peace right now for 10 minutes by yourself, how can you expect anybody to like being around you? If you don't like your own company, if you don't like your own voice, if you have to numb all of that, whatever you're doing to numb it, there's a long list, then you are absolutely a person that is in need of sitting quietly and meditating. And it sounds like, oh, Michelle, I can't meditate. It's so hard for me. Okay, well, remember this. Whatever you think about, you attract. So if you say it's hard, you're absolutely right. If you say it's easy, you're absolutely right. The third and the last part of the manifestation memo is everything is a miracle. The fact that you're listening to this is a miracle, and that miracle is within you. The car that you have, the house that you live in, the food that you eat, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you can listen to this, the fact that you're alive, miracle. And if everything is a miracle, and I mean everything is a miracle, so is your suffering, your path, and your light. We're going to flip that script on your life because you will manifest miracles on the daily basis. And I know it. And I'm here for you and only for you. I know that this can be a lot to take in. And don't worry, the first 20 episodes will be loaded in right as the first one is loaded in. So you can go through that little catalog every day or however often you want. And then we're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. And if you are a light vibrational being, you are then going to share your joy with the world. If we are all Beyonce, I'm just going to put it out there because, you know, who doesn't want to be B? If we're all Beyonce, right? We're living our lives. Aren't we buying everybody Starbucks? Aren't we really happy? Aren't we taking incredible vacations? I'm not talking about money. Money is only energy. And that's a whole nother episode. I'm talking about your freedom, your ability to sit in life and feel free of doubt, of fear. Feel free. Feel like it was the first day of your life. That's how it felt for me. Because I lived in the anger. I lived in the frustration. I lived in the doubt. I lived in the fear. And yes, from the outside, you could say I was successful, but I wasn't. I was miserable. I was so unhappy. And so I understand wherever you are right now, perfect. Whether you're not in that dark place or you're in the middle or you're all the way down or you're somebody who's manifesting and you want to take it to the next level, we're going to do it. We're going to cover it all. And as you evolve and grow, I want you to invite others because this joy is not for me. It's for you. And it's not just for you. It's for everyone. So we want all of the people in the world to feel love, light, and connectivity because we are all creating this energy together and we're living in it together. And we have to understand that love, loving every creature, no matter what you think of their opinions, is what divine manifesting manifestors, divine light energy beings do. So do you live in a friendly or hostile universe? Well, I believed for the first 40-something years of my life that I lived in a hostile universe where it was me, myself, and I. And it couldn't be further from the truth. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter what it took to get you here. You're here now, and your abundance and your miracles and what you're going to attract is going to change. It is. You were dialed into this frequency because your higher self is ready for that change. And you've already taken the first step by listening. So don't stop now. Now you can go to my website and you can find out more information. I have a YouTube link there and everything that I've done in the past is linked there and you can watch episodes. I want you to listen to these podcasts and I want you to tune in and I want you to tell a friend because the stronger we are together, the better our manifesting abilities become. Like I told you in the beginning of this podcast, I love you. I love each and every one of you, no matter where you've been or what you've done or where you're thinking about going. And that divine light that is not outside of you, but within you, it wants you to love you too. Because you, if you love yourself without fear, without doubt, without suffering, without guilt, then you will then be a better mom, a better dad, a better human, a better sister, a better whatever it is. And you're going to create abundance and divine light energy everywhere you go. I'm so excited for this. Manifesting Miracles is about you. It's about helping you evolve. And we're going to be doing that every single episode. So whatever you're doing right now, listen to another episode, recommend it to a friend, or go and write a review. Writing reviews are very important. So please help me help others. That's all I ask. I don't need anything from anybody because the divine source has connected me with unlimited abundance, and it soon will connect you. So all I ask is that you remember you are here for a purpose, a reason, and you will manifest miracles every single day and start reviewing your life as a miracle. I hope you enjoyed this, and I look forward to connecting with you every single podcast and helping you manifest more miracles every day.